You know how much I love the social media weathermen, boys.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But they might have a point this time around, I have to say. All right, so Tropical Cyclone Owen reformed yesterday, and it's currently intensifying. It's moving very, very slowly to the west. It's expected to move to the west for a little bit longer today, so further away from us. And then what's going to happen, he's going to get those skids on that we've been talking about, and he's going to do a U-turn and come almost directly back to, from where he came from, except this time, when he comes across the Cape, he's going to start moving a bit further to the southeast. So that puts Mackay in the firing line somewhat. So there's going to be an upper-level trough, which is the reason he's going to be coming southeast. Now, this system is likely to interact with that system, and by interact, it's sort of they feed off each other. And the idea here is it's not great news. It's a double-edged sword here because it's great news in the fact that it accelerates, so it moves a lot faster, so you don't get hammered for as long, but it also intensifies over land, which is quite unusual. Normally, when we see a cyclone hit the coast, it tends to die as soon as it hits land. In this scenario, because the upper-level trough is also feeding the system, it may not be a tropical cyclone, but for Mackay, if it gets quite close, you're going to see winds possibly up around that 100-kilometre-an-hour mark, maybe a little bit more, and you're going to see some very heavy rain. But it's only going to last about 6 hours or so. So it's one of those double-edged sword things, you know. Do you want the system coming over you slowly and just hammering you for hours and hours but not quite as hard? Or do you want to just go quick bang and out?
That's really weird. Like that wind speed you were saying, that's at cyclone territory anyway, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We're still expecting the actual effects on the ground to be cyclonic, no doubt about it. It's just the structure of the system for the nerds amongst us. It may not necessarily be a tropical cyclone by the time it gets across to the Mackay region. But look, there's still quite an error in the forecast. And one of those things, one of those parts of those errors is putting it offshore. And if it goes offshore, the effects on Mackay become much, much less. If it stays inland a bit, the effects on Mackay remain fairly similar. So the idea here is if you want some really good rain and some awesome wind out of it, well, awesome in our books anyway, wind out of it, you want it to sort of stick right near the coast or just inland of the coast, and that's when you'll get the strongest winds around the Mackay area. The time frame, guys, we're looking at this. At this stage, if it happens for Mackay, it's going to happen on Saturday night. It's going to be a really, really sharp thing. So you might go out in the afternoon, have a barbie, and then suddenly, bang, the skies fall in, coming into the nighttime and over by Sunday morning.
Wow.
That's quick.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen a system like this before. Like, this seems to be something that's foreign for us.
This is very rare, very, very rare to see something like this. We saw something, I wouldn't say similar, but something that did a similar track with Tropical Cyclone Oswald. That's the one that dumped a massive amount of rain in southeast Queensland. Mm. Now, we saw something similar that way, but not something that was actually intensifying over land, which is something the models are toying with at the moment, which is quite incredible. Wow. We just normally don't see this up here. We see this down south with the lows that they get, you know, the ones in Victoria and Tasmania and those things. But we don't normally see this in the tropics, which is just incredible. It's just been an incredible year so far, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Bushfires now to this this threat as well. I think it might be safe to tap and touch base with you over the next couple of days, mate, just to keep us up to date, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very touch and go for Mackay at the moment. So I do want to stress that while I've given you some sort of worst case scenario type thing, there is a better case where it goes offshore and you don't get much at all out of it. But
hopefully that's the
case. This stage,
yeah.
At this stage, I have to say the worst case scenario or close to it is looking more likely.
All right. Okay. All we need now is snow in Strathdicky.
And then we've covered all bases.
Yeah.
All right. All Cyclone Chasers, check him out on Facebook for the latest updates on that. Thank you, Nitzo.
Thanks, guys.